Okay, now we're discussing where we know that you have to burn kachim. Mar brought down a pasuk by the karbonos of the shmini lemiluin, and another pasuk from lo babasar shigabachol tomi lo yeyachel. Okay, so Mar says el yotzei ashkechon. By Kodesh HaKadoshim, Kodeshim Kala Menolim. Yotzei, Tomei we found by both. But Yotzei is only by Kodesh HaKadoshim. Where do you know Kodeshim Kala? The Su, Hodetanya, Lon Doma, Nishmach Doma, Yotzei Doma, Chutz L'Kloyim, the Kaimelon B'Sreifa Menolim. All these halachas also. If the Dam became Pasul, either because it stayed overnight, or it was spilled out completely, or the what's it called, the dam was yotzei before the zrika. So the zrika can't be matter the carbon, so the carbon's possible. How do you know? You have to burn it. Now, in all these cases, you have to burn them in oven. Mar says, Nafkulam et Rav Shimon. The Tanya Rav Shimon Omer, Bakodesh bo'esh tisarev, limed al-chata shesreifasa bakodesh. We have a pasuk that says that bakodesh for eshti sarit, anything that the psul is bakodesh, so you have to burn it. So from that's a pasuk by achatos. So we learn from there that achatos has to be burnt bakodesh. Not only have to burn it, you have to burn it also bakodesh. Rashi nishbach dama, the ein kan zrika v'lohuter habaser, the chen yotza dama, the mehai pnima deleel nami nafka the nifsil afadam biyitzir. We learn from that pasuk, Lohuva Hadam Pnima, the dam goes out of its normal place, one way or the other, either direction, it's pasuk. The Kaimelon de Cholhani Besreifa, Bechol Agmora Anumotzim, Bechol Psulei Kodshim, Yotzul Besi Yetzul Besi Hatsreifa. By all Psulei Kodoshim, we find throughout the Gemara that you have to burn it. They go to the Besi Hatsreifa, there's a place that was called Besi Hatsreifa in the Mikdash, and you had to burn it there. Umenol and Mikra, how do you know that? Bakodesh ba'azara, right? Bo'esh tisarev. It has to be burnt in the azara, right? With fire. Samara says, Ein li elazu bilvad. I mean, only by chatas. Shar psulei kodshe kadoshim. Deimurei kodshim kalim inayim. How do you know that other kodshe kadoshim and the emurim of kodshim kalim, because the, what's it called, the basar of kodshim kalim is eaten to bile. And that can be eaten in the Holy Yerushalayim. So how do you know that emurei kodshim kalim, which are brought in as beach, if they become pasul, that they have to be burnt in the azara, and the same thing goes for other psulim in kodshe kadoshim. Rashi psulei shar kodshim, shemechitzosim bekashrusim bazara. How do you know other kodshim, where their proper place is in the azara? The si bohen bachatzar o emoed. Kodshe kadoshim have to be eaten in the azara. The emurei kodshim kalim, the shenifsitl, to bekashrusim hoishachomos azara mechitzosah. The same thing goes for the emurim of kodshim kalim. They have to be nikrav on the mizbeach, so they have to be in the azor. To haktorabo, menayin sha'afkish nifzulu tehei sham sreifasul. How do you know when they're possible? You have to burn them in the azor. Ulahachi noked emurim the nitma b'sorin shal kodshim kalim to nechal b'cholair. Only by kodshim kalim, it's only emurim you have to burn in the azor, because if the basar, which you normally eat anywhere in Yerushalayim, becomes possible. Right, the e nitma b'sorin shel kodshim kalim the nechal b'cholayir sreif vasanami b'cholayir, you can burn it anywhere. You don't have to burn it dafka in the azara. Kedishnan sorfin also bechad soseim or al gagoseim. The korban pesach is kodshim kalim, and if it becomes possible, you're allowed to burn it anywhere in their own backyards, on their roofs, or whatever. Kodshim kalim. Okay, Talmud Lomar, Bakodesh bo esh tisarev. V'chol Bakodesh bo esh tisarev. Says V'chol Bakodesh. So it's Marbe, other Kodshe Kadoshim, and a Murim of Kodshim Kalim, which are similar because they have to be in the Azor. Ashkechon Kodshe Kadoshim. Kodshim Kalim in Olin. We now know you have to burn Kodshe Kadoshim, even in the Azor. Where do we know you have to burn Kodshim Kalim? Even not in the Azor, but we have not to burn it. Ela kol psulo bakodesh b'sreifa, lo shna kodshim kalim, ve lo shna kodshe kadoshim, gemara gemira la, ena chanami, there's no pasuk. The whole inyan, that anything that's psulo bakodesh, right? It became partial because the goof hadavar is partial and has to be burnt, right? That what's it called? That we learn from a halacha l'mosh misinai. The chatas the aram mishum ma'isa shahaya kachaya, and we don't learn it from chatas aram, right? That Moshe asked how come it was burnt? Mashma that if it was either the dam was brought inside or it was brought outside, it was rightfully burnt. But he said it didn't happen, so why would you burn it? We don't learn from there. It just happened to be. That's what happened. So Moshe Rabbeinu was inquiring. But in Echinami, that's not the source of where you have to know. The source is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Rashi. Kochim Kalim to boy straight for cloud. Bishar Psulim Chutz Mituma. Right. How do you know Kochim Kalim is for all other things like Tuma? Tuma have a posik. Right? But how do you know other what's it called the psulim? Mituma like lemela. So let's learn it from Tuma. Just like by Tuma becomes possible because of Tuma, you have to burn it by other psulim too. No, you can't learn from Tuma. Why? The Shami Tuma, the posla after Tuma Maisa. Tuma maybe is such a bad psul that it needs burning. But the other psulim just bury it. Right? Why is Tuma so bad? Because it possles even Truma and Maisa. Not just kachi. Hilchos of Gemira law, the chatos the Aaron lo itzterich lefrushi basreifa baninus of Yitziyasa, and the chatos of Aaron, we didn't need to be told. You'd have to learn from here that it has to be burnt if it goes out or goes in the wrong place, or if the kohen who is makriv is an onin. Elamaisa shahaya who dishtoi. That's what happened. Lekamen parif abosish yiga b'chol tomei lomim. Okay, that's very good. Why we don't learn from the parsha of Miluim? But the chor is a pasuk. The chol bosra sheyiga b'chol tomei bo'eish yisarif. What do you need that pasuk for? It's Halach l'mosh misinai. Why need a pasuk to tell me that you're so rafe? What's it called? Any bosra that becomes tomei. You don't need a pasuk. It's Halach l'mosh misinai. Well, the tana de rabba baravua the omer afilu pigel toin ibur tzira min alan. We said that any psul that is in the bailim or in the dam, so that needs ibur tzura. A psul that's mamish in the guf hakorben, that doesn't need ibur tzura. But Tana Devei Rabba Baravua argues on that. And he says even pigul needs ibur tzura. Right? Pigul is what's it called, is psul haguf of the korban. It's not a psul, a side psul. The korban, because of machshava psula, he had intention to eat the meat either outside the place it's allowed to be eaten or outside the time limit. So the korban becomes immediately pasul. So it's a psula guf. Still, he holds it needs ibur tzura. Minolan, yolif oven minoser. He learns oven minoser. And it says, Rashi, afilu pigel shepsula begufo ton ibur tzura. V'hadu ton de rabba baravua lo is parish mehecha. I said, I don't know where this the makor of this Rabba Baravua is, but see, the Gemara knew that there was such a shita. Minale de boy ibur tzura. Where does he hold that? It, where does he learn that it needs ibur tzura? Pshitul on the time mishum de gomer of an minosa. Ksi be pigul ve hanefesh ha ochelas mimenu avol notisa. Uksi be noser ve ochla ve avol noyisa. It says by pigul avol noyisa, and it says by noser avol noyisa. The high krav and noser makmin and leva krisus b'gzeri shava. That pasuk for ochla v'avol no yisa is talking about noser. Noser is where you actually leave it over. Pigul is where you have machshava to leave it over. Then even if you eat it in the right time, it's pasul. Ksiv kias kodesh Hashem chile luksiv asoraftus anoser bo'esh lo yeochel ki kodeshu. Noser for sure has to be burned, right? The gomer pigul mi noser ma noser kvar uber tzuraso a pigul tzorashu tuber tzuraso. Noser is has ibur tzura, because every noser is only after it's been left over at least one night. Now, this is a kasha on the rach, because noser is only ibur tzura, the least could be one night. But according to the rach, you need ibur tzura from whenever it's not possible to eat, except the truth is that anything becomes noser only when it can't eat anymore. So it's noser after 2 days and a night by shlamim, 1 day and a night by echatos. So if the rach doesn't hold, you have to have mamish become farshimel. It just has to be past the time that you're allowed to eat it, then it's still okay. But if he holds it has to be mamish destroyed, right, totally rotten, then from here you don't see that. So it must be that he holds that it has to be past the time that you can't eat it. The adigomer minoser ligmeri mechatas the arum the shenisus vavayom the si beinami avam, but also nasan lochem losis is avam ha'eda. Moshe hold over him the si vayita beinus. Now the Gemara is going to say, if you burn it oven minoser, so the nail of oven mechatas the arum. Right, you want to learn it from noser where it needs ibur tzura. Learn pigol from chatas arum. That they burned mamish that day. They didn't wait until the next night. They burned it that day. Moshe said it. Had they brought the dam into the kodesh, then in a chanami they should have burnt it. So why do we learn what's it called pigol from noser that it needs ibur tzura? Learn pigol from chatas arum, right, on the shmini lemiluim that. And what's it called? And there, it doesn't need ibur tzura. Amar lechor chatas the aron ki agavna nami ibur tzura ledoros boi. And chanami, that which it didn't need ibur tzura then was a horashah. But if the same thing would have happened any other time in history, right, it would have needed ibur tzura because there it's a psul and a dam. So that which chatas aron they burnt immediately was a horashah. Because everybody agrees that if the psul is in the dam, and here that's what was the problem. The problem was that the dam, he said, hey lohuvas dama pnima, right? Or the thing itself wasn't yotze. Ki agavna, bein laman diomra bezvachim et ne'aninus nisrafa. Doesn't make a difference why it was burnt. In other words, why Moshe Rabbeinu thought maybe it was burnt because the kohanim who brought it were onanim. And therefore the carbon's possible. Or because they own him and therefore they can't eat it. There's nobody to eat the carbon. Or maybe because Bain Laman Diomer made Tuma Nisrafa. The other man Diomer says it became Tommy. Lidoros boy Ibritsura. For Horash Shah, a search is full of Oba Yom. He holds that you need Ibritsura. It was just a Horash Shah they burnt it, Mamish, that day by Chatasar. Okay. So therefore, even if you learn it from Chatas Aron, right, you can't learn it. That was an exception to the rule. So you have to learn it from Noser. Okay. Go on. V'hasam horasha. Hashka v'yamin and kol psulei dekodesh b'sreifa. Loshna dekotshe kadoshim. V'loshna kotshim kalim. Demora gemirala. Ba'kodesh b'esh tesorif lomali. Now that we're saying that all sreifas kodshim, we learn from Halacha L'Moshe Mishinai. Bein Kodshei Kadoshim, Bein Kodshim Kalim. So why do we need a pasuk that if the carbon became Tameh, you have to burn it? We know that from Halacha L'Moshe Mishinai. Where it says, Ahumi Boi Leishis Reifasa Bakodesh. Now that we need to tell me, the Halacha L'Moshe Mishinai only tells me you have to burn it. It doesn't tell me where to burn it. Here we learn that you have to burn it in the Azara. Samara says, so that's what I need, Bakodesh Bo Eishtisari. I v'habosar shi'iga b'chol tomeh lo yeyochel v'eish yisarif l'amali. Why don't I read the pasuk v'habosar shi'iga b'chol tomeh? That the carbon became tomeh, you have to burn it. I don't need to tell me that what's it called that you have to burn it, because halach almost we've seen that. So what do you mean the pasuk for? Or it says, ahu l'gufei yitzarich. Now you need that for its own sake. Why? So kadai t'chamina, kol psulei dekodesh, kigon lon doma, nishbach doma, yotza doma, nishchato b'layla, divisreifa, v'lesnu b'chulin. Aber nit ma de bechule nami mit so ein ma hol vi sabed bei uvd in de chol ein ma lo ti boi shreifa the tiski lay the kvura kamash malan. Now I need to know that the halach lamosh misinai applies even to tumah. Right? Without this, I would say the halacha only applies to those kind of psulim that are only by kodshim. So those kind of psulim are not such grave psulim. So therefore, it's what's it called, the carbon is still somewhat kodesh. But a psul that even applies to chulin, right, is such a degrading psul that it makes the kodesh completely nothing. So you don't have to burn it anymore, you can just bury it. Kamash malon, tumah, even though it's a psul, even by chulin, right, it affects even chulin, it's not something that's special for kodeshim, it doesn't degrade the carbon to the point where you don't have to burn it. And just bury it, you have to burn it too. Rashi says, Trefosim Bekodesh, Tzorech L'Sofim Bazorah. Maisechol, Shalom Yizaru Benitma. Since Tum applies even to Chulin, so it comes out, you treated this carbon like Chol, so it becomes like Chol. If it's Chol, you don't have to burn it. Just bury it. Nishchalala v'chuzla v'ktusha, so the whole kedusha became chulin. The tishkele v'kfura, the gozo minai, put it in Sheamus, bury it. Shelo yochlu aklovim. So I said the reason is that the dog shouldn't come and eat it. That much, you're not mezalzel with it. But that you have to burn it, maybe not. Right? They ask why Rashi has to say the klodim shouldn't eat it. The koru, everything, all the isuri hanoah that have to be buried is not nikra din. It's just that people shouldn't come to eat it. Not dogs shouldn't come to eat it. Right? By korban, there's an inyan, a dog shouldn't eat it. That it's mechalo the kedusha. But by other isuri hanoah, there's nothing wrong if a dog eats it, right? It's not your dog, any dog. The problem over there is that people may come to eat it. So why don't we say the same thing by the korban? You have to bury it so people don't come to eat it, or be nehenna from it, or whatever. So they ask why Rashi had to mention klavim over here. Okay, let's go on. Nitmu habailim, oshemesu tubar tsurasim. However, if the psul was in the bailim, they became tame, right? Or what's it called? They died. And now the korban has no one to eat it, so it's pasul, right? Then you can't burn it right away by korban pesach. You need to wait till the 16th in the morning, because you can't wait burn it till the next morning. That next morning is yontif, so you have to burn it the next morning, because kachim have to be burnt in the daytime, right? The what's it called? Noser for sure has to be burnt in the daytime. The shaila whether other psulim have to be burnt dafk in the daytime or not. Noser the Torah says by yom. Other psulim, it seems that that what's it called, you don't have to burn dafk in the daytime. You can't burn it on Yom Tif, but Noser and Pigel is dafka b'yom, and Shar psulim, the Minchas Chinuch says, is lav dafka b'yom, right? Because since you only learn it from Halach L'Moshe Mishinai, there's no prat in Halach L'Moshe Mishinai to be burnt in the daytime. Okay, go on. Omar of Yosef, Machloka shenit mubailim achar zrika. The only machlokas, whether it needs ibur tzura or not. Okay, korban pesach, since the ikur is for eating, so who says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka says that what's it called, that it's psulagu. By korban pesach, a korban pesach that can't be eaten is not a psul in the bailam, it's a psul in the korban. The korban was made for eating, can't be eaten, it's psul the guf. Therefore you burn it right away. And the Tanakhama holds no. That lemaisa it's a psul b'bailin, it's a secondary, it's an indirect psul, and therefore you have to wait for ibur tzura. So Rav Yosef said the machlokas is only if the bailin became tameh after the zrika. That's when there's a shita that holds that you need ibur tzura. This chazoi basar lachila, because when the zrika was made, the basar was fit to eat. The bailin didn't become tameh till afterwards. Therefore, it's not considered a psul haguf, and you have to wait for ibur tzura. But of a nit mubayim lifnei zrika, the lowest chazi basar lachila, divrei akol yisarif miyad. But if the basar would became tamei before zrika, if the what's it called the bailam became tamei before zrika, so the meat was never fit to eat by anybody on this korban, then everybody agrees that it's psul haguf and you burn it immediately. Meisvei zehaklau kol shepsul of the guf o yisarif miyad. The dam of a bailim to butzeroso the yotzele the yetzele veisasreifa k'tani bailim do mir the dam, right? Says that if it's a psul in the bailim, then you need a butzura. If it's a psul in what's it called in the korban itself, psul of a gufo, you burn it immediately. And dam is like the bailim. If the psul is in the dam, not in the actual korban itself, the dam became tamei, not the korban, then you need a butzura. So it compares dam to bailim. Okay. Ma dam lifnei zrika, a bailim lifnei zrika. The psul and the dam obviously is before the zrika, because you can't have a psul and dam after the zrika. If you were zorik the dam, it can't become pasul again. So the dam must have been pasul before you made the zrika. So the bailim also were pasul before they became tummy before the zrika. And still we say you need ibur tzura. So we see that there is a mandiomer who holds that you need ibur tzura even if the bailim became tummy before the zrika. No, if Rav Yosef said what he said, then he said it the following way. The machlokes, when one holds you need ibur tzura and the other one holds you don't, that's only if the bailim became tamei before the shrika. aber nit mu beim la acher shrika, de schasi bosel achila, de vriak so, psula mach mis tover acher, boi iber tshura. The machlokis is only where the mosher was never fit to eat. Then there's a man the omer holds that is psula begufa. That's considered like psula begufa by Korban Pesach. But if it came, they became posel after the shrika, if they became posel after the shrika, where the basher was at one point fit to eat, then everybody holds an idi putsura. Okay, Rashi. Machlokes, the ka'omer tanakama, psulo machmas dover acherhu, uboy ibertsura, the gon shinit muabayim achas rika sadam. The nasu kol avodah sadam behechshir. This is the first way we learn of Yosef, that the machlokes is only if they became tummy after the shrika. But if they became tummy before the shrika, then everybody holds you can burn it right away. That's the first way of it. Aval nikmu kodem shrika, the rachmona dachi le pesach sheni. If they became tummy before the shrika, the carbon's fossil, and they have to bring a carbon pesach sheni, nimsu shrika shalom abayim. Comes out that you were zorik the dam without bailim. Now these bailim are set aside for pesach sheni. V'havi le pshula begufa, the shrika pshula hi. That's not a psul in the dam, it's a psul in the carbon. The zrika was possible, so it was the carbon's possible. The yisorek miyad biyadalit. Bidan, nit mahadam om nishbech la'aretz. If the psul is in the dam only, for instance, the dam became tummy, or got spilled out. Machlokas lifnei shrika. Now the Gemara says no. The machlokas is dafka lifnei shrika. Hasim polig of yochim and bruka, the chashim le psul v'gufa. Only if it became possible before the Zrika, then Rabbi Yochanan ben Brukha holds its psula begufo by Korban Pesach. The Tanakama sover mikomakom lobo psul ze elamachmas davarachim. The Tanakama holds no. Still, the Maisa, the psul is an indirect psul. It's only because of the Bible. Nothing to do with the Korban. Rabbi Yochanan omer aflachar Zrika nomi machlokas. And Rabbi Yochanan holds that even after Zrika, what's it called, when it gets it? Right. And Rabbi Yochanan holds even after the shrika, there's still a machlokas. Okay, let's go on. Rabbi Yochanan, aflachas shrika, non machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan says a third pshat. He says the machlokas is both before shrika and after shrika. Lav dafka, what's it called, before, and lav dafka after. They argue just as much before Shrika as after Shrika. So we have three shitas. We had Rav Yosef with the Havamina, who said that what's it called, that the Machlokas was only Achar Shrika, right? Where the Basar was at least fit to eat. That's where the Zaman Yomer holds, you only eat the Bertsura. But if it was what's it called before Shrika, everybody would hold, you have to burn it right away. The Gemara says that can't be. The Gemara says, no, the opposite. Everybody holds that if it was before Shrika, that became possible, yeah, you don't have to wait Iber Tzura. Even Rav Yochanan ben Brukha. It's only if what's it called? It's only if, even what's it called the Rabban? It's only if it was Nifsal after the Zrika, when it was fit, then there's a Machlokas. And Rav Yochanan holds the Machlokas both before Zrika and after Zrika. For us, Rav Yochanan Tameh, and Rav Yochanan goes according to his reasoning. The Amar Rav Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan ben Brukha, Rabbi Nechemya, Amru Dover Echad. Rabbi Yochanan ben Brukha and Rabbi Nechemya said the same thing. Same halacha, that you don't need Ibur Tzura, by Korban Pesach at least, if it's what's it called, if the Bailim are Tomei. Rabbi Yochanan ben Brukha had Amorim. Rabbi Nechemya Mahi, where's Rabbi Nechemya? Netanya, Rabbi Nechemya Omer, Nipnei Aninus Nisrafazu. The Shaila was, why did they burn the Chatos? The Rashi learns it was Chatos Rosh Chodesh. Others learn it was Chatos Nachshon. Right? Why did they burn that Chatos? Okay, there were three Chatos they brought. One for the Miluim. One for the what's it called Nachshon, that Aminadav brought a Seer of the Chatos, because that was the first Nasi. And there was Rosh Chodesh. So they brought a Seer, they had three Seerim there. Two of them were special for that day. Nachshon's carbon was special for that day, and so was Aaron's carbon. But Shir Rosh Chodesh was a regular Rosh Chodesh carbon. Right? It wasn't special for that day. See, one second, what the Nafkamina is. So now they burnt right? So one of those korbanos was burnt. Question is why? So Reb Nechemya holds the reason they burnt it was because of aninus. They couldn't eat it because it became oninim. So they weren't allowed to eat kachin. So there's nobody to eat this korban, so in the middle they burnt it. Right? It's going to automatically become nosa. And what's it called? The kach nemer ko'ele. Right? For ho aninus kalachar zrika. The maisa aninus is like they were roy to eat to begin with. They only became tummy afterwards. So the chora, what's it called? The chi ishtorif la'alter. They burnt it right away. So you see that what's it called? Even something that the tumor is, what's it called? It was fit to eat. And then it became not fit to eat. You burn it right away. See Rashi. Nipnei aninus nisrafa. Chatos di'aron. Shohayu onanim. Vasurim lecho b'kotchim. Right, the chattas that Aaron brought, they were onanim, they weren't allowed to eat kotchim. Dechsiv lo achalti ba'onim imenu, v'osu kotchim b'kal v'chomer, maiser. It says by maiser, an onanim is not allowed to eat it, and the kal v'chomer from maiser to kotchim, an onanim is not allowed to eat kotchim. V'kach ne'amar ko'ele, v'atikrena osi ko'ele shani onanim. Right? You think that if that what's it called, that if this would happen to me, in other words, I would become an onay, that I would, what's it called, be makar the carbon? Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded that here there's a horasha, even though normally a kohen is not allowed to eat kodshim baninus, he told them to eat the mincha, even though they were onanim, right, because of their brother and their brothers and sons, right? So all the Kohanim were owning him. Still, it is a Therisha Pasuk that they should eat the Mincha. Okay, that was a Horashah. And Moshe Rabbeinu thought that the same Halacha applied to the Chatas. Just like they're allowed to eat Mincha ba'aninos, even though normally not, they should eat the Chatas too. When the Rabbanu Shem said to eat the Mincha, he meant to eat all the Korbanos. And Aaron said, I agree with you that we could eat the seir of Nachshon, right? That chatas we could eat as Kohanim because that was a korban that was only for now, just like the mincha. A special carbon for today. It's not going to happen any other time. The Rav Hashem wants us to eat it, even though normally you're not allowed to eat it. And the same thing goes for the seer of the special seer they brought for that Shemini Lemeluin. The achilas and mutalona. Aval chata zu seer rosh chodeshu. The kodshe dolasei. But the third chatas was a seer rosh chodesh. That's a regular carbon. That had nothing to do with that day. That was a carbon that was going to be for all times. So maybe that one the Rav Hashem didn't say to eat. He only said to eat the ones that were special for that day as a special provision. But the ones that weren't special for that day, the regular halacha would apply to. Vasur lona. Rabbi Yehuda poligolai hasam. Rabbi Yehuda argues over there in Zvachim. The Amar v'neituman isifah. He says it wasn't burned because they were owning him. It was burned because it became tameh. Because in the whole process over there with Nadav and Abihu dying, these korbanos became tamid. She nitmeis ba'onis. By accident, it became tamid. They were tamid, and they were matamid the korban ba'onis. V'hai ko'ela dorish lei amai deko amar Moshe li'aro. Shema mitoch tzarechot poshata bevin et mitmeisa. Maybe because you were so distraught over the what's it called, the death of your children, so you were metaneh the korban by accident. The korban le'aron le'moshe, kach ani be'inecho asheni mevazeh kodshi kodoshim. That's how you think of me? That because I was so distraught, I ended up being metaneh the korban. Right? No matter, ilmovi kro'uni ko'ele v'ko'ele. I could have double that kind of avelis. Lo ha'ishi mevazeh, so I never come to be posheya, to metaneh kodshim, just because I'm an avel. Because I have what's it called, my personal tzar. It's not going to make me mevaza kodshim. That's what you think of me? He said to Moshe Rabbeinu. V'hachi garsinan, v'ha aninus kolachar zrikahu.
According to Reb Nechemya, right, the reason that they burnt it is because they were owning it, not because it became tamei. Right? Shafilu meishu nadav aviyu lifnei shrika. Even if nadav and aviyu die before the shrika, ein hashrika nifshalish b'kach. Techatos lo damya lepesach dikru lachila. The shrika wouldn't become pasul because the ikur of a chatos is not the eating; it's the kapara. So it's not like korban pesach. Right? The ilu chatos lo chashirim laochlin didei. If they can't eat, they can't eat. Right? The lechapara asher. Ba'ochal Yisrael shohayu reuyim. The imik neshe krivua baninas v'nitzala. And if the reason that you had to burn it is because it was nikrav baninas, right? They were makravit baninas. The onen sheovet chilel, an onen who does avoda is mechalo the korban. Lo hegyotim ikrivua kimar nasmo. That's only by a kohen hegyot. He's not allowed to make a korban when he's an onen, and if he does, he passes the korban. But a kohen gadol has to continue doing the avoda, and therefore he doesn't passel the korban. He's allowed to be makriv when he's an onen. The kaimalon kohen gadol makriv onen beino ochel. Right, kohen gadol can bring the korban, just can't eat it. V'hachi amrinu b'shvachim v'darshinen hein hayom hikrivu. The Karmel le Moshe le Aaron, Dilma baninas ikravte upasalte. Maybe they brought it and they passeled it. The Alkein sarafte Moshe. Maybe that's why you burnt it. Karmel le Aaron, hein hayom. The chi heim hayom ikrivu. They brought it. I brought it. The pasul aninas ani ikravte. The low pasul be aninas. That's what Aaron answered Moshe. You think that's the reason we burnt it? Because they brought the korban baninas and passeled the korban. I brought the korban, and I'm allowed to bring it baninas. The shreifa miyad havi b'leibur shira, and still they burnt it immediately, even though the psul was only because in the end it was under the end to eat it. It wasn't a psul beguf hakorban; it was just a psul because there's nobody to eat it. And still they burnt it immediately. They didn't wait till it became nosher. But the kamer of Yochanan, the Reb Nechemya, Reb Yochanan Bruka, Amr Davar Echad, and since Reb Yochanan said that this Reb Nechemya holds just like Reb Yochanan and Bruka, right? Almost for laid the plugs of the masnishin after shinit mulach hazrika. It must be that Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka also holds that even if it became tamei after the zrika, the bialim, still you burn it immediately. The avodas dam nasu behechsher afilu hachi yisaret miyad and they shein mishiyoch lenu. Since there's nobody to eat it, right? Just like over there by the chatas, there was nobody to eat it. They were over owning him. They burned it immediately. Same thing over here. You have to burn it immediately, even if they became tamei after the zrika. The only psul was that nobody's going to eat it. So it's anyway going to go to be burnt as noser the next day. Burn it now. Some svarim have the gear, so it's not kir. It's not like it was achar zrika. In other words, that the carbon itself was kosher, but it was mamish after zrika. The whole thing happened only after zrika. The kashli menolin. How do you know that? And it happened after Zrika. Halalonis parsha of parsha la avodesh al karbonish mini. Avo karbonish rosh chodesh lonis parishba. Right? We only know that the karbonos were all brought, legavi the miluim, before Nadav and Aviyu died. Because the Eish wasn't yorid min hashamayim until all the karbonos of shmini and miluim were brought. And when the Eish came in hashamayim, that's when Nadav and Aviyu were killed. So all the karbonos had been brought before that. But that's all the korbanos that had to do with the meluim, not sir rosh chodesh. Maybe they didn't bring the sir rosh chodesh yet. Va'od mitkom ha'ader le'aron v'chihen hikrivu v'halo ani hikrafti mechlal dekodem zrika havi aninus. Mashma, they were makrav all these things already, right? So right, the aninus came before the zrika, right? And they had made all these korbanos. They had made all these korbanos already. The kodem zrika. Right. The Korban Rosh Chodesh could have been brought afterwards, and it could be that their aninus, the zrika of the other Korbanos preceded the aninus. But Lamaisa, the what's it called, here, it's possible that what's it called, they became onanim before. Who said it was what's it called, who said it was dafka, the aninus was, aninus lachar zrika havi? Who said? Maybe Rosh Chodesh, they didn't bring yet. They had to bring the other korbanos, but who said that they brought the korban rosh chodesh before they became onim? So the Gemara just says it's kir. even if it was brought afterwards, aninus is not a psul on the carbon by any other carbon except by carbon pesach. But by a carbon that the ikar is not the eating, the aninus doesn't passel the carbon. It's just you burn it because nobody in the mice, nobody's going to eat it. Okay, there was no other kohanim around.